Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the May 2022 edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, your host of this program on WGXC since 2015. Since the last broadcast, two very different poetry-relevant LPs, one which is old and part of my collection, and another that is brand new, came to my attention. On my WGXC comrade and DJ extraordinaire, The Magic Stranger's Instagram feed, there was a recent post featuring the cover of a 1998 Rounder Records album, Get Your Ass in the Water and Swim Like Me, recorded and collected by Bruce Jackson, which documents the primarily work made by prisoners in Texas during the 1960s. As a result of my exchanges with Mr. Stranger, I learned that the Worcester Group in New York recently prepared a performance in Texas titled Untitled Toast, based on the record. And since I hadn't listened to it in a while, I went and found it in my archive. And simultaneously, my wife Amy saw a notice in The New Yorker about a newly issued album featuring the poetry of Fred Moten, a friend and former guest on this program, along with music by Brandon Lopez and Gerard Cleaver. The record is put out by the Reading Group, and I bought a copy. I won't say there's an overt connection between Fred's poetry and the narrative rhyming poems known as toasts you will hear, other than the fact that you're not likely to encounter these recordings broadcast in many places other than WGXC. So this month's program presents selected cuts from both of these records intermixed, with more attention being paid to the new work. The form known as toasting, featured in all the cuts on Get Your Ass in the Water and Swim Like Me, is a vital yet little-known African-American form, sometimes known for its aggressive themes. Here's a cut from the record titled Ups on the Farm.
An old farmer stopped me on the street one day. I stopped to listen to his conversation, and these is the words that he had to say. He said, "Boy, I don't mean you no harm, but would it be any chance for me getting you to go out on my farm?" I said, "Look here, Mr. Whitey, I want you to understand, I'm not no boy, I'm a full-grown man. Now talk to me just like I'd talk to you. What in the hell is it out on your farm that you want me to do?" He said, "Well, I want you to chop, and I want you to plow, want you to feed my mules, want you to milk my cow." I told him to stop right there before he said any more. I told him in front I wasn't gonna go. I told him I wasn't gonna chop his cotton and wasn't gonna plow his corn. If I saw a mule running off at the world, I'd tell him to go head on. I told his paddy and solemnly did swear, no more farm for me, too damn many ups out there. He pulls off his hat and begins to scratching his hair. Say, "What you mean by the farm, you says, too many ups out there?" I said, "Well, on a farm, early in the morning when you wake up, the next thing you do, you got to get up. There it is, it's a rush up. You got to get in the lot before sun up. When you get to the lot, you got to catch up. When you get to the field, you got to hook up. So the next thing you hollering is a come up. All day long, you're plying God's ground up. When you get in at night, you're all stiffed and stoved up. Say, on Saturday, there's the man you got to look up. You're trying to get him to settle up. He telling you ain't paid for the groceries you got last week and you done already eat up. That may make you mad and you may frown up. Maybe start to getting him some of that big head up. And right there, them farmers is liable to bunch up. And right there is where you're liable to get fucked up."
That was Ups on the Farm from the album Get Your Ass in the Water and Swim Like Me, performed by a prisoner named Peter in Wynn, Texas, March 1966. We're going to bounce from that right into playing the first two cuts from the self-titled Fred Moten, Brandon Lopez, Gerald Cleaver album, which features poetry by Fred Moten with Lopez on double bass and Cleaver on drums. Thank you.
don't work for abolition. Art works for bosses like you and me. If let's abolish art sound too close to let's abolish you and me, it's 'cause it is. I love art, and I love you too. And this is a love song, so it's got to be too close. Freedom is too close to slavery for us to be easy with that jailed imagining. We've been held too close by that too long. And all that air they steal in our eyes while we swarm in common auction. In my eyes, art had me from Hello, It's Me, when Ronnie Isley oversees it. I thought about us for a long, long time. I followed mythic being on the bus. If I'm a slave to art, am I a slave to love? Am I a ferryman? Am I abridged? Am I from Houston to Oakland, to Houston to Oakley, to Houston to Oakland Ave? Or just a name to have for this ordered action. No aviary setting, just absent settling for the moral law within on this highline stroll. Ain't there this new way of gathering that's not like that? Like when we do it so pretty, and there's no selling instead of visiting. Just this old revolutionary visiting when no one lives in how we fellowship in abolition, which is long and sudden presencing when Ruth Gilmore undersays it. This exhausted, endless swerve of beauty from art, of movement from freedom. Jail being there being held in being, not ours, is way past you and me and the lives we hide away from them and you and me in looking after them. Art works there being there. That's the cold, funerary origin of the work of art. Our beauty wants to hold us and not wanting being there with them. Don't want to be like that at all. Like Mary Jackson. Let's work in general like General Baker. Let's work it in reversing. Like misdemeanor, let's work against monastic rule with the boy next door. Let's work against anything that works against we job people can make it work. Let's work against royalty. Like a prince formerly known as the artist. Let's work against how art don't work for abolition. Let's work through freedom from can't see to can't see through. how we mow Miss Lady's yard. When we were talking with Erica, and we talked about Tony K. Bambara, and Erica held her so soft on fire that we saw blue fields from June Jordan's eyes, and we saw that we could set and talk about a little culture. We saw that we could see through ourselves through Sylvia Winter in America. We saw that in broken memory of them, we'd starved our mothers with still accomplishment, drowned in real abstraction and false care, holding our held against each other for the tired purity, for some let me make you over in the image of my dream of who I am when I dream of being me at the center of all dreaming. A circle of dreamers of the center all dreaming of me in lemon yellow sun. A picture of another world where you are my residue, my love. Even in my black art, you do just what I say. To the black aesthetic, which black art bears with love and leads us from art and you and me and slavery and freedom to a form and oblige in near and lovely distancing our true black share. Territory sunflowers, insurgent floor time in real time in the Field Museum. Bertha Lee in her lyric ways in her urban plain. Up and down the regular highway and every two-tone station, passing through the cure. Preservation to unfold it all away. She put the new thing in the open cell. One more time about the theory of who we are. In the names, away in blocks with double names to interrupt and gather. Kept dancing in tight circles between break and secret. Vaulted with records in our basement, where the long-haired hippies and Afro-blacks all get together across the tracks and they party. Everybody sown like grain and touched in stride. Now the cold new reckoning is tired. Been waiting for a preferential song. The multiplex should be in the frame like bodies in a house way back in the woods. Fled and suspended projects like the real thing. Posed for the midnight trill. Essential shtetl of the world stage. Born way before you was born. Move the administered word by breathing to hand beautiful edge around.
just heard two cuts, The Abolition of Art, The Abolition of Freedom, The Abolition of You and Me, and B. Jenkins from the newly issued Fred Moten, Brandon Lopez, Gerald Cleaver album put out by The Reading Group. It's a beautiful record, which you can access via Bandcamp and learn even more about from The Reading Group's website. Now let's go back to the Rounder release and a 1966 recording by an inmate named Tom. This piece is called Titanic, and to give the work a bit more context, I'm going to read a bit from the album's liner notes. Shine, the hero of Titanic, combines the ability of the physical hero with the verbal skill of the trickster or pimp hero. Shine cracks jokes as he swims away from the sinking ship and drowning whites. He ends up safely on dry land in orgies of sex and booze. The sinking of the Titanic on April 14, 1912, produced several million words of prose, several motion pictures, a few songs, and one poem. This toast has been heard by a very small number of white Americans and by several million blacks. That is both curious and ironic, for not only were there no blacks on the Titanic's passenger list, but neither were there any in the crew. The ship seems to have been all white, and the one item in American folklore that widely documents its sinking is a toast, a genre performed almost exclusively by blacks. Shine is the lowliest worker in the giant ship. His station is in the bowels of the Titanic, down among the coal piles and boilers. He doesn't so much beat the white man as show practical intelligence while the white is stupidly proclaiming faith in his machine, a machine which, like many others, the poor black could not have. Shine expresses little hostility towards the whites, though the audience delights in their physical incompetence and probable fate. He laughs at their offers and refuses to risk his neck to save theirs, but he never expresses glee at their situation. In most versions, he simply offers them a bit of practical advice. Get your ass in the water and swim like me. The other thing I wanted to mention about this piece is that some listeners may be familiar with George Clinton's raucous interpretation of this toast, issued with the title, Get Your Ass in the Water and Swim Like Me.
All old folks say the 4th of May is a hell of a day. I was in a little seaport town and the great Titanic was going down. Now the sergeant and captain was having some words when they hit that big iceberg. Up comes Shan from down below. He said, Captain, Captain. I said, you don't know, so we got 9 feet water over the barley room floor. And the captain said, go on back and start stacking sacks, so we got 9 water pumps to keep the water back. Up comes Shan from down below. He said, Captain, Captain. I said, you don't know, so we got 40 feet water over the barley room floor. He said, go on back and start stacking sacks, so we got 9 water pumps to keep the water back. Shan said, your shitting is good and your shitting is fine. I said, but this one time you white folks ain't gonna shit old Shan. And 1,000 millionaires were looking at him when he jumped in the ocean, he began to swim. Rich man's daughter came up on deck with her drawers around her knees and underskirt around her neck. Like a noonday clock, Shine stopped and his eyes fell dead in that cock. She said, Shine, oh Shine, said, save me please, so I give you all the pussy that your eyes may see. He said, I know you got good pussy, and that's true, so, but there's some girls on land got good pussy as you. She said, Shine, oh Shine, said, please save my life, so I'll make you a lovely wedding wife. He said, your shitting is good and your shitting is fine, but first I got to say this black ass a man. Now, was another fellow by the name of Jim. He jumped in the ocean and he began to swim. Another girl ran up on deck with her drawers around her knees and on a skirt around her neck. And like a noonday clock, Jim stopped and his eyes fell dead in that cock. And she had long black hair that hang from the crown of her head to the navel of her belly. She had a 20-pound pussy that shook like jelly. Said, Shine, oh Shine, said, save me, please. I'll give you everything that your eyes may see. And before the last word could fall from her lip, Jim clammed his black ass back up on that ship. Up come a shark from the bottom of the sea. Said, look what God Almighty done sent to me. Shine bowed his neck and showed his ass. Get out the way, little big shark pad. And after old shark seen that Shine had him beat, he said, swim, black mother, cause I don't like black meat. About 4:30 when the Titanic was sinking, Shiner swam on over in Los Angeles and started drinking. But now when he heard the Titanic had sunk, he was in New York, damn near drunk. He said, ladies and gentlemen, so when I die, I said, don't y'all bury me at all. So soak my balls in alcohol, so lay my old rod up across my breast until all the peoples on Shiner's going to rest.
Let me remind listeners that they are in tune to WGXC. This is Poet Radio, and tonight we're listening to old and new poetry albums. The next two pieces, as before, are part of a recently released Moten Lopez Cleaver album on the Reading Group label.
The Fairy Ornithology. Of Fumi's Dancing Branches. Feels the non-sensuous feel of feeling death. The range of frill. A fringe, the trill that various change of direction makes in murmurs various gathering of breeze. The tinge of various turn and murmur. Nonsense. Blue, fascinating. Return to Exodus, not void or atom, not between bird and all the various indecision. Nothing lost that may be found if sought is neither here nor there in tide and flight, array, repose, and terror. In the color field, there's blood at the root. Our everyday schedule is sunshine blood. Every dead nigga on the street and every record spinning around, every last one whirling. That's what every record records in the blue they see. Which one of you motherfuckers can see and can't see that? Black arts versus black abstraction is a lie, again and again. Like you get not to see all that brutality and all that blue. You don't get to not see, motherfucker. But what happens when you act like you do? Somebody black and poor can't breathe. Everybody dying of their dying breath. Nobody laying with them on the ground. All of us all fucked up with our phantom child, and you get to act like you're alive in a brutal gallery? Thank you. Are you one of these motherfuckers? Yeah, yeah, you are. This suspension, which is falling, whirling, an unworlding storm, is for precision in mourning. We really don't respond to these motherfuckers. The discipline is our imagination. The world is our yardbird school. A choir of uncertain azure and scratch galaxy. The violent measure of a gleam in her eye. You can't stop calling here for some kind of response to these motherfuckers. What we got for y'all is precision in mourning and turbulence. We got a way of talking substance away, encircling and surfacing, the slow obliteration of pain and pleasure, a release of coffle on dusty highway, an ongoing unraveling of quilting. We always got to be killing these motherfuckers in the edge of morning after morning of absolute and uncountable new remembering. The immediate breeze through us before anything. But these motherfuckers can't understand that. We're instruments of clinical ecstasy. And if you want to listen, you got to give up everything. You got to give up listening to sharing and folding in the bottom, in oceanic engineering, in the ungrammatical suffering of lynching and little children and our non-response. When we salvage our surfacing and circling from your savage enclosure, it will be this miracle right now. Singing through Can't Breathe forever in this world. And we ain't talking to you, motherfucker. It's gonna keep on being this miracle. Our praise. Our right to Perlina and Birdia and all that kitchen anarchy in the denotative detonation of our phrasing. Sometimes I'm blue. In the long goodbye of our burning, all your everything burning. All your everything burning. Burning all your everything burning. Sometimes I'm blue. In the long goodbye of our burning, all your everything burning.
Mama and this key in them whispering. If the phone rang,
Somebody's plan install that cut paws, the stinging horn recall. This is the end of the open passage. Sullivan, Tuna Puna, that late night pan and workers party. The logical jam of their future in my present, of not only his bridge, but these other bridges too. The band spread out into the audience, the cook sitting at your table, a little hard beauties, swallowing eyes, cold to the sharp rapidness of some notes.
Was the poetry of Fred Moten, pieces titled The Fairy Ornithology and James Baldwin, back with music by Brandon Lopez and Gerald Cleaver. I'll continue on and then close out the show with more work from Get Your Ass in the Water and Swim Like Me and the Fred Moten, Brandon Lopez, and Gerard Cleaver albums, records that are provocative and spirited to say the least. I hope you've enjoyed hearing them on this session of Poet Radio. Here's Pool Shooting Monkey, author unattributed, which will be followed by a cut titled Laura Harris, then Brock Hampton by Seymour, and after that we'll be finishing up with Surfacing. Be well, friends, and stay tuned to WGXC.
I don't know, but I was told a monkey went out on his morning stroll. He had on a double-breast suit and a long black robe. He had his hat crushed down on the Esquire fold. He had on a long black pair of shoes on a AAA last. He had a walking stick on his arm and his hair was gas. And everybody could tell by the clothes he wore that he was a pool shooting monkey from Coconut Grove. Now the old baboon was sitting inside on a stool waiting on just any old fool. The monkey walks in and says, "You know, I just love and enjoy to see the eight ball roll." The baboon said, "Look, brother monkey," said, "down here we shoot the eight ball for fun. But now if you got any gold in your clothes, I'll shoot you a little 61. The monkey said, "Get your cue stick from the walls, and y'all watch this ugly monkey when he bust them balls." The baboon bust the balls and his tar ball scratched. The monkey sat back and relaxed. The monkey got up and made the 1, 2, and 3. He said, "Watch him, house man, while I go pee." He come from the shit and he chalked the stick. He made the 4, 5, and 6. He made the 7, 8, and he banked the 9. He played the 10, 11, and 12 in the side. He played a double combination on the 13 and 14 and raised his cue stick and get a 15 a chance to ride. Now the baboon looks around with a chicken shit grin at all his friends. He said, "Boys, the pool ain't my game, but coon can. I'm bound to win." The monkey said, "Find a stump that'll fit your rump, so I'll skin you some coon if you don't jump." Now as the cards was dealt, the baboon spread the 1, 2, and 3 and cut short 5's hot ball and water jumped from his eye. Now the old bullfrog was sitting on the side. He dug the switch was made and fell over and died. Now the monkey played the 1, 2, and 3 and dished the queen. He made a switch with the deck that the world never seen. He said, "I'm pat the aces and I'm pat the queen, so I'm pat to your big funk ass if you started the motherfucking thing." The baboon jumped up and grabbed his hat and he grabbed his coat. He said, "That's all, brother monkey." Said, "That's all she wrote." The monkey said, "Wait a minute, man," said, "just before you go, so if anybody asks you who win your gold, so you tell him that pool shooting motherfucker out of Coconut Grove." So now I don't know what I was told. The monkey continued on his morning stroll. That's all.
gaps just sped by. Gaps just sped by, as I remember. But now I live in my open days. After the end between bird and track, erupted always and everywhere, from Laura Beth Harris. It's a little alone, holding up the window light, swishing in the frame like Finnegan's orange tail, his orange trail. Song 4 is Fantasia, not faded. Proposition stashed in paper and wax, other tablets, sugar and stone, but you sang from the platform, piercing my proposal. Piercing my proposal. The utopian Jew of voice, but not covering. It's a little alone in Newark, looking for a big red house and out towards New Brunswick and out towards Princeton. But before and under all that whistling, break and shudder for planned explosions, predatory contracts, red attacks in the eyes, sticking through my fingers to the desert in Philadelphia. Just a little alone. For returning, I was reliving, just running underground to see the icons glow, coming off the word and resolve to do this other thing. Sharp, dark, out fury, like the shadow of a project sprawled in gray. The static cube where the sand flow by, where they brought them tanks that time. It's a little alone, it's slow. Smoke chips off painted brick and haze engraved on the body of the one who tasted. Daryl. Say Durrell. Say Lionel of the Popular Garden. Get down off of that train. Bring, take, glance, suitcase, hand off. Why don't you glance down at your wedding band? It's slow. The Brownsville architecture opens up a long construction of the window, which is image. Recirculated air, whisper and tongues, caress the fucked up city, the lovebird call. The utopian Jew of voice. Pimfield died today. In my ear, in Bronzeville, underneath an arc on the ground, Blue had said, see how my hand twists? This sounds beautiful to me. Broke the chamber, the horn's edge, like chipware of the new instrument. Its Anna texture, hopelessly figuring the way back under the hollow stanchion of a scarry bridge. It's a little alone. It's a little alone. Who's playing tonight? Will twist her reddened hand into a letter. My orchestra, will you slide? The withered bridge blew movement as a heavy load, as Hemphill's fluttered, raptured body in Olu, Olu. Wadud, di, wadud, du, olu, du, de novo, muted bell, dara, leap as service, whose arc was kicking on a thing called Laura in the City. Laura in the City's what I would have called it, a fantasia. It's a little alone. Now, here I am. Monks surround me. We're pillows for each other. To ride this train, it's a little alone. Review. Resistors flew to this complaint, and here I am with you. And hours in the long broken line of the breathing circle, in the general rain, it's a little alone. But you brushed on me and sang the utopian view of Joyce, who did my mama's nails, who came through broken records, who made the record turn, who broke the old construction, who recovered. I remember in the opening.
On October 6th, it was a terrible night. That's the last time that Bad Brock came to remember seeing the lights. Brock left off of 6th Street about 7:45, and he drove on 11 in his Ford V8. He stopped in the Lewis's place where all the boys was having fun. Brock got kind of handy, and he felt for his gun. He walks up to the bar, said, "Bartender, is there any whiskey for sale? If so, give me a pint and make it snap in here." That stood a little bum in the corner. Said, "Mr. Brock, may I have a glass?" He said, "You better stand back, motherfucker, before I kick your goddamn ass." That stood the bum's friend, John Henry, with his knife in his hand. His whole hard desire was to kill him a man. He said, "Kicking asses, Brock, have came to the pass. And if you kick that kid tonight, you'll kick your goddamn last." Well, Brock was already handy, so he jumps under the light. And before he knew it, he was hit with a knife. He pulled out his pistol and he began to cuss, and you ought to seen the Negroes kicking up dust. Because they knew that Brock was bad, and it just wouldn't do to make him mad. He made 3 shots inside of the place, and he made 10 steps forward and fell dead on his face. Then the ambulance began to run, sirens began to whine. The driver summoned the rider, "Doc must be dying." And they drove up to the curve, and all in a sudden they stopped. The driver jumped out, "So I'm a mother. If that ain't old Brock, then what hospital must we take him to?" So he came to the undertaker, the only place to do. Now he was carried to an undertaker by the name of Fuller, but he couldn't be seen. So they carried his body to an undertaker by the name of King. So the day of the funeral, everyone was sad, except old Ice Ice Jim. That motherfucker was glad. Now that was past picking red, big head Ned, butt cutting shorty, and wire head Ed. That was fast fucking Fanny. Razor cut Nanny, and Mary Lou dressed in her high powered blue. She told Mary Mack, "So what can I do? Brock was your man, but he was my man too." So after the gamblers came from around so far, up drove Buttercup Marshall and Cup Grease's car. He gets to the door and he makes a little bow, and he speaks to the people of Head. He said, "What I got to say, I must say it softly, for I know that Brock is dead." He said, "Of course, at the time, I'm a little bit late. I had to have Buttercup Marshall in this Ford V8. So before the preacher closed his Bible and all kneel to pray, he's any more of you friends of Brock have anything to say? They all got together. Say goodbye, Brock. You know we hate to see you go. But the good book said you got to reap just what you sow. So after Brock Hankton's funeral, I said I'd go down to Mary Mack. And he begged and he pleaded for her to take him back. She said, I said, Brock Hankton was the only man that I ever loved. And I wouldn't take you back if you was the last eye-selling motherfucker that they had in the world.
Even listening song while walking around, while they try to look up close, where 2D counters under all over like 2D Heath, like the days in grain, the specific gorse and specific burning, giving glare again from boil to wisp, which won't be the same as centering. Surfacing can only be reviewed. Eccentric landscape and recur. Misbehaved two or three times in dragged approach and blown in common wind and broken weather. Sound like some sugary complications of surfacing and trying to walk around. Our boots on, then take them off, then put them in a row on the porch, then shelling peas off our delicate patch. Surfacing is different than facing by surfeiting and forfeiting the terrible history of face becomes surfacing, which is the history of position, which confers through circle an ongoing plat. It's closer than that to prefer surfacing to face is looking so close that water runs like liver's hard row luxury. The light compression, the airy density, the slice of lighted acre, which bears the weight of our delay. Soft, breathable textile, fibroid matted with blood from handing and torture. All that blood breathed in Manchester by babies. All that blood drunk by the man in Mayfair. The vegetable lamb's blood on branches, tied to the whipping machine, trapped in the drum machine. A jewel set in drumming's whipped topography, bailed in pools of blood mixed by a pioneer, spun out by DJ Gandhi G for our protection and remembrance to demonstrate our subtle boom and fire. Interminably indebted, which seemed like it do so much sharper now in than any deed for this handing and tilling, this light stepping on stolen land. What I owe you? Nothing. All. Surfacing all over the place. Superficial. Some super facility of passage. Or passing out past passage and surfing. Supple. Super supplement. Contra luxurious wealth already given in poor little old making dues, little old sharing and coming. All forfeit and generate handing over and steady transgressive giving of not enough, which is way too much. Is inseparable from defacement, from blasted and unavailable and disavowed portraits. We let the world see, cause we can't look unless we look so close it's gone, cause we gone, cause we gone from seeing all and nothing, both above and below, from surfacing, from this fiery digging and hovering, thickening, surfacing, and tending to it. Dubbing and redoubling. The merger and divergent complicity emerging in the way out of no way we keep misplacing and all that spinning and milling around. Tilling and mixing and weaving. Purpose was spinning and demonstrating, always about to go off, all but out of round. And how outness is always pending in this hanging around, this offset setting down, always up in it, set it off, tending toward getting set out for the new thing. Looking back and looking around and bending. Spinning. Hid in the work. In the wake of the Southern question. Spinning negate the careful brutality. It's just the sunshine in your brutal uniform. All that blood is the engine. Is that gin a computer? That computer picks cotton. All the magic is industrial. Is your Mac a McKinney? Nothing is, but who's digging? Granting every wish, all this combing and souffle, as if a bend was climbing in the thickness of our flagrant dream. All turned and spun in how we're trapped in what we need. Our gathering and hunger, our murmuring and murder, our holding on and being held. Stripes, a hydrate, really yellow in that tender evening tree. What's the difference between grounding and background? It's not between them, but it is all up in grounding and background and in their common engineering and imagining, because the sound of a field that's worked and played on by a black family and them for 100 years makes owning a lie, until some kind of way it doesn't, in some kind of so-called freedom, and in some kind of way, some nothing comes out from something and plays all through the work to play like it holds something for us, for them to see, to hear the burning of our giving it away. Making laying sculpture down light blue, like looking can't be felt, but sound. Nobody brought their box, but they came to see you give. They have, evidently, so they want some more. They want more demonstration, the circle, the salt march, the charka, the shaker, the gira, the engine, the garment in surfacing, sounding like groove thread burning and giving. But it's not just that, because in the touch of these tables you prepare, surfacing curves the convulsion of our feeling, and they're looking not quite close enough. That convolution always surfacing again, so that there's still the heavy play of surfacing, having worked through break and console. Surfacing describes, tells out its own ekphrastic outline, out of turn, unplotted, burned in giving. Ain't no story ever mine, ain't no spot ever belonged to me. No map of all the intensities of either edge. Just a spot so real that it's surreal complaint, which differential presence brings through all that weighing. Never close enough to feel or hear or see through. All up on you at a distance while we're on the ground is that we demonstrate surviving by spinning, which is surfacing.